Kevin Hagan is presented by Soul Street Coffee. That's soulstreetcoffee.com. S-O-U-L, soulstreetcoffee.com, and delicious coffee and tea. Order off that site. He's going to have a physical location here soon. When we have that information, we will pass that along to you. Kevin Hagan joins us right here on the slot, Wednesdays, every week of the year. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, Bill, how you doing? It's a great day. You know why it's a great day? Because I know when I get home today, there's going to be a box sitting on my porch from Soul Street Coffee. I've got some chocolate raspberry coming. I've got some classic iced tea coming, and I ordered my mom some vanilla bourbon. So any day you know there's a Soul Street Coffee box going to be waiting on your porch, it's a great day, Bill.
He needs one named after Nick. I don't know what it would be. The what would you call it? The terrorist? What would be the name of that coffee? The Dominator?
It would be the Dominator, the Nicktator, the Process. There's any number of names. I would love to see one named after my childhood hero, Coach Bryant. I'd love to see a Coach Bryant named coffee. That would be awesome.
Well, that'd be the Houndstooth of some sort, right? That has to be.
Yeah, the Houndstooth Crew. Think. We have a special Houndstooth Crew coffee blend, which is outstanding. I mean it. You can't go wrong with it. You know, go to his website. You cannot go wrong with any of his coffees, and I cannot wait to try his classic iced tea because I'm a huge tea drinker. So, but trust me, people, you absolutely cannot go wrong with anything you order from Soul Street Coffee.
I was looking at your chat group. I always lurk. I never say anything. I just lurk because it's good to learn things. And the feeling from you, I believe, and don't let me put words in your mouth if I've got this wrong, but Zach Evans likely to Alabama whenever he announces, and you feel like the West Coast big running back who's the next best ranked running back, Kendall Milton, probably to Georgia? Is that what you're hearing?
That's what I would expect. I wouldn't be surprised to see Kendall Milton pull the trigger for the Georgia Bulldogs here fairly soon. This is my guess. I would not be surprised to see maybe Zach Evans return for the second Champions Cookout, which is going to be Friday, July 26th. And I kind of expect there's a chance that he might go public to Alabama in early August time frame. He's kind of indicated that he'd like to wrap things up before the start of his high school season. Nothing's definite until we gather at the Omni in late December on signing day. But Alabama feels very good with their position right now with Mr. Evans.
The top-ranked player in Tennessee is Reggie Grimes, whose dad, seems like just yesterday, played at Alabama. Somebody in your group said that he thought, at least at the moment, Reggie Grimes wasn't even a take when it comes to Alabama, meaning there wasn't yet a committable offer. Is that true or not?
Well, he has a committable offer. I think there's some concern among Alabama fans if he doesn't win his appeal with the Tennessee High School Athletic Association and in fact has to end up sitting out this season. Is there any way that could possibly hurt his standing with the University of Alabama? And I don't think that's the case. If he was to lose that appeal, and hey, as we talked about a couple weeks ago, nobody knows what these high school athletic associations are going to do. I do not think that would impact his ability to be a member of the class, and as of right now, I have no reason not to think that Reggie Grimes will not be a part of this class for the University of Alabama.
Yeah, I saw that in your group, and it made me go, boy. That either means two things. Either they're recruiting so well at defensive end that they're running out of numbers, or there's something going on. But you're saying not so fast on that.
Not at this time, no. But there is a numbers crunch. I mean, it's incredible. As I talked about last week, this defensive class that Alabama is putting together, and especially at the linebacker position, is just absolutely incredible. And hey, do not underestimate. You know, I talked last Wednesday morning about the fact that Xavier Hill, the guard out of Olive Branch High School in Mississippi, was coming in for his visit, and he came in, and the visit went great. And Alabama had some territory to catch up with the Aggies and possibly LSU, and they did just that. And the young man pulled the trigger. bigger over the weekend and committed to Alabama. A lot of these paid sites have him listed as a three-star, which anybody in our staff would laugh in your face thinking he's a three-star player. That is an absolute huge pickup for the University of Alabama. Xavier Hill is a young man that the coaching staff really, really coveted. So that is a huge addition. Alabama fans, you know, Monday we started the dead period, and we're in the dead period to what, July 24th. Alabama fans have to feel really, really great about where this class sits heading into that dead period. I mean, in the rankings on 247, they're the quote-unquote number two class behind the Clemson Tigers, and hey, Clemson's having an outstanding class. But this class is really shaping up for Alabama, and we're seeing movement, as I've talked about it. We're going to continue to see movement on that board for Alabama after the camp, some reshuffling. And hey, in the last week and this week, we've seen some quote-unquote room made on that board. People who follow me on Twitter last night saw that I had a brushing broom. Well, if you follow Alabama recruiting, you know what I was alluding to about that. And let me just say, Alabama fans, that broom is not going to get locked in the closet. There's going to be some more movement on this board to make room as Alabama finishes out this out, what's going to be an outstanding 2020 class, whether they're able to catch the Clemson Tigers or not.
Bill Big D on Twitter says, could you go over any new wide receiver targets?
Sure. Alabama, and that's a position I mentioned in the board a couple of days ago. I heard over the weekend that the one position that we're going to see a lot of movement on where Alabama's at right now is going to be the wide receiver position. Alabama now has three wide receiver commitments, Javon Baker out of Georgia, Treshawn Holden out of California, and then Tyu Jones-Bell out of Miami, Carroll Gardens. Alabama, I would not be surprised to see at least two more wide receivers in this class, and some names to follow. The former Miami commit Brian Robinson out of West Palm Beach, Florida, is a name to watch for Alabama fans. Xavier Henderson, another Miami product out of Columbus High School. That's kind of an Alabama-Clemson battle. E.J. Williams, a player from Phenix City, Alabama Central High School. Most people think he's a Clemson lean, but Alabama desperately wanting to get in there with him. And then I've had several people email me and contact me about Arian Smith out of Lakeland, Florida. He's an outstanding wide receiver, kind of a Florida State lean, some people think. But track is extremely important to Arian Smith. So I'm not saying Alabama doesn't have a strong track program, but if you were to ask me which one I would love to see Alabama add next, I would love to see Alabama add Brian Robinson. But probably going to see two more wide receiver commitments for Alabama. That's an area of priority this year, along with the linebacker position and the tight end position, because Alabama is going to probably lose Jerry Jeudy, Henry Ruggs III, and Devontae Smith to the NFL at the conclusion of this season. So Alabama reloading at the wide receiver position.
He goes on to ask, what about quarterback targets besides Young?
Well, you know, Alabama's had several people in to come in and throw the ball, and kind of keeping the tabs on Jaden Casey, who's a three-star out of California who's currently committed to Fresno State. But really, that's just kind of background noise. Alabama is really focused in on Bryce Young, the USC commitment, and they're willing to kind of wait and see there. And I continue, the feedback that I'm getting, I continue to feel very, very strongly that by the time we meet for commitments, that Bryce Young will be the quarterback in this class for Alabama. I feel really strongly about that, and Alabama positioning themselves with other possible backups, but Bryce Young is the quarterback in this class that Alabama squarely has in the crosshairs. A name to really keep an eye on, though, for the class of 2021, he came in for camp recently and had a really strong performance, and that's Drake May out of North Carolina. He's the younger brother of Luke May, the North Carolina basketball player who a couple years ago hit the final shot in the NCAA tournament to eliminate Kentucky, so he's a hero of mine for the rest of my life. Luke May's younger brother, Drake May, is a serious name for Alabama fans to keep track of for the class of 2021 at the quarterback position.
Kevin Hagan with us, presented by Soul Street Coffee. That is soulstreetcoffee.com. You could order right there off that site. It is delicious. Kevin, what about the class of 21 wide receiver out of McGill-Tulane who committed to Jeremy Pruitt?
extremely, extremely talented player. And, you know, some Alabama fans, here we go again, you know, Jeremy Pruitt. It was like Henry Cejudo last year. And a lot of Alabama fans were really upset. And when they contacted me, I said, you know, I don't know what to tell you. I keep telling you, he's an elite recruiter, and he's going to step on our toes, and he's going to continue to step on our toes. That's just how it is. Now, you know, I'm not getting too wound up in the 2021 guys who commit this early, because it's a long time till the hay comes in the barn for that class. But yeah, it's really funny. It's like Alabama fans want Jeremy to do well, but don't step on our toes. Well, that's just inevitable, and I hate to tell you, he's going to do it more times than this just one. Jeremy is an elite recruiter. I know I've said it on your show many, many times, but he's proving it, and he's slowly but surely turning that Tennessee program around.
Kevin, anything else to look for in recruiting?
Well, as I said, there's going to be some reshuffling of the board. I know some Alabama fans are a little bit, you know, wringing their hands over, you know, I've talked about how great commitment Xavier Hill is. Alabama, looking at, you know, players like they have Seth McLaughlin, who isn't rated really high, and some other ones. But what they need to realize is at the offensive line position is Alabama is very deep at that position. It's not a critical position to need. So Alabama feels comfortable looking at some of these that they feel like with the year of development. And this is the strength of Alabama's confidence in their player development area, the confidence in Scott Cochran with the strength and conditioning, and Amy Bragg with the nutrition. Feeling comfortable bringing in these players that they think that, you know, a year of those two programs that they can turn around, players that they believe that their best upside's yet to come. So for Alabama fans kind of panicking about O-line recruiting, just pump the brakes. It's going to be okay. Alabama, the tight end position's another position Alabama has one committed. They would like to lock up one of the two elite tight ends in this class in August. But, I mean, here we are. We're sitting at 20 public commitments heading into the dead period. And like I said, I feel very, very comfortable and confident where this class is at this point, and have no reason to think they're not going to close out an outstanding class. It's gone extremely well. These seven new coaches have been great additions, not only in coaching their position, but they've all been strong, strong recruiters.
Kevin, we'll see you next week, sir.
Hey, real quickly, I want to give a shout-out to my buddy Price Atkinson, who was in town.
That's right.
Saturday. We sat down, broke bread, had lunch. It's always great to see Price. And a big shout-out to my Vanderbilt friends, Coach Marshall and Murray Harris. All I can say tonight is anchor down, guys, get it done, and bring home the national championship.
There you go, Kev. See you, bud.
Have a great day, everybody. Roll Tide. Present.